for better part of two decades. We have been blessed by Shane Doan. We've been joined by Shane Doan. We've been entertained by Shane Doan. We've got a new era, don't we, Jarrett?
Another Doan.
We've got another Doan. His son, Josh Doan, member of the Coyotes, joining us. Good morning, Josh. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. So I got to ask you this, because like when I'm out with my kids and somebody notices me or recognizes me, my kids don't want to hear any part of it. They don't want anything. They don't want to hear anything good about their dad. Are you over that with your dad?
No, I think it's something me and my siblings have kind of dealt with our whole lives. So it's just kind of become normal at this point. And he likes to talk a lot, as you guys might know. So when people do recognize him, we do get stuck for quite a while.
My kids try to tell me, Dad, nobody cares about you. You're not famous.
Right. Exactly.
Of course, right. Josh, you don't really have the option to tease your dad about that. Although he's moving on from the Valley now. That's got to be a little bit of a weird deal after being entrenched here for so many years.
Yeah, something that I think he wanted to kind of try out and see what it was like. But obviously, Arizona's his home, and he loves all Arizona sports more than anyone I know. So it was obviously a tough decision for him.
Yeah, no about it. Speaking of tough decisions, I know it wasn't hard for you to leave ASU and to go pro, but update us. You were recently at the development camp that just took place with the Coyotes. Update us on where you're at and how you feel about your place in the organization.
Yeah, I think development camp's always a time to get better, and we talked about it as an organization before the camp started that no one's really making a team out of development camp. It's kind of to help you grow and get to know the other young guys, but getting an opportunity to compete and be out there with the Coyotes coaches and the Tucson staff is obviously something that you got to take advantage of. So I felt really good, and now it's just training to get stronger still and try and prep myself for training camp.
Hey, Josh, take me back real quick to your experience at ASU, the hockey program there. What was it like? Where do you think the program is? And then in terms of going forward now, the move to the NCHC, what that means for Greg Powers and the entire program now going forward?
Yeah, I think I had an amazing 2 years there, and obviously they're in a really good spot right now with their team coming up next year. And just getting that new division does nothing but help. Obviously, recruiting wise, they have all the tools now to go get anyone they want. There's no reason for anyone not to want to come to ASU anymore for hockey, because they have the conference, they have the arena and the facilities, and they have the location to be an elite school in hockey. And I'm really excited to see where they can go from here. I'm excited to see how they'll do this year. I think they have a really good team this year and a lot of good forwards up front that I'm excited to see how they can do. And obviously with DJ and Net, you always have a chance to win. So it'll be a fun year for them.
We are speaking with the Coyotes, Josh Doan, son of Shane Doan. We were joking about your dad, Josh, but I want to ask you seriously, because sometimes it's not an easy thing for a young man to emerge from the shadows of a famous father, particularly if you're in the same endeavor. How have you managed that? Have there been struggles with that? Has it all been positive? What has that journey been like for you?
Yeah, I think it's obviously a little different experience, but it's something that he's helped us with our whole lives, is just by taking the pressure off everything. He allowed us to play hockey or do whatever we wanted for just the fun and enjoyment of the game, not because he made us or forced us into it. So when you get the choice to just play for fun and it's on your own accord, then it takes a little bit of that stress off. But obviously it's something you're going to deal with your whole life is hearing about who your dad is, and that's just something you got to kind of take day by day. And at the end of the day, it is still a game, so you just have to enjoy it and have fun when you're out there.
Josh, how much was he a coach/mentor for you growing up in terms of playing the game? I mean, because obviously you had access to one of the best hockey players in the world growing up playing the sport as a young man.
Yeah, I think early on when he was still playing, it was a little different, and we would take it more on the terms of just watching games with him at night and listening to him talk. And I remember always getting mad at him because he would stop the games and go back and show me things that I missed or something, and I wanted to watch the games live because I'd get alerts when stuff would happen, so I'd get all upset. But looking back at it, it obviously was something really valuable. And then once he retired, it was 3 years of just getting to work with him on the ice and having him take over and help me and a bunch of other young guys like Matthew Knies and Riley Stewart. And it kind of helped us all grow our games.
And along the way, I'm sure you received a master's class in things like leadership and character, the things that really defined your father as a captain, as one of the better captains in NHL history. What did you learn about that intangible stuff, about how to carry yourself, about how to relate with others, about how to lead others?
Yeah, I think the first thing he told all of us was at some point hockey comes to an end, so be a good person, because he'd rather have a good person on his team than a good hockey player at the end of the day. And I mean, it carries such a value to just be liked by your teammates and enjoy the time that you have with them. And then getting to know everybody is a huge thing, because everyone's so different and everyone has their own different values that they can bring to a team. So he taught us a lot on terms of that. And it almost all started with treating our siblings and our mom right at home and then branching out from there.
It's great stuff. All right, when you take a look, you've also got a unique opportunity here to play for an NHL team in the same building where you played your college career. And I'm not sure that has happened before. Maybe it has, and I'm just not aware of it. What do you think of that opportunity, and what is a realistic timeline for you to get to the big club?
Yeah, I think obviously we get an opportunity to play in Mullet again with the Coyotes, it would be something super special, and it would be a unique experience where I'm kind of used to the facility that I'll be in, and I know the ins and out of the arena. But at the end of the day, it's all just coming down to these next couple months and preparing myself for training camp and hopefully giving myself the best shot I can. And if not, then throughout the year, working my way to get up. I don't know if the timeline is hard to tell with everything going on right now. And I think just continuing to work and giving myself the best chance as soon as possible is my goal.
Well, Josh, appreciate your time, man. Before I let you go, though, I did want to ask, and I know your dad's moved on to a different organization, but when the Coyote organization lost the Tempe vote, how did that hit home in the Doan family? Because I know for you growing up here and what your dad has meant to the organization, and I know your dad campaigned very hard on behalf of the Coyotes before he left, to have that not go the organization's way, how did that sting the Doan household, if you will?
Yeah, I think we were all pretty upset with the idea that Tempe voted no against the arena and the opportunity to have such a nice facility and surroundings to a hockey market for Arizona. But at the end of the day, if the people in Tempe didn't want the arena there, then it's really hard to argue with that, considering we aren't Tempe residents. So it's hard to really go against them or anything that they wanted to do. Obviously, that they're still looking for a place to play now, and hopefully they can find one soon. But at the end of the day, it was something that kind of caught us by surprise, as well as everyone else in the Valley, that we would say no to a facility and a opportunity like that. But I think at the end of the day, it's something that we're going to have to move forward from now and hopefully find a new place.
How would you describe your dad's emotions? Was he surprised? Was he devastated? Was he pissed? I mean, could you put that into words for us?
Yeah, I think he was obviously frustrated by the idea of it. But at the same time, he's being in Arizona over the past couple years and understanding that it's hard to get a new arena and dealing with that over and over again, I think over the time, it just continues to get repetitive with trying to find that rink in Arizona is getting hard.
Par for the course, but, yeah.
Yeah, so he was obviously upset, and it was something that he was looking forward to, but there's not much we could have done as soon as the votes came out.
All right, prior to your appearance today, Josh, did your dad warn you about our producer by any chance? Did he give you a heads up about Jared?
No, he did.
Okay. All right, well, here's hoping that you will last as long in the valley as your father did, and that you and our producer will have the kind of relationship that he has with your dad. He trolls your dad all the time. They go back and forth all the time. That's what they basically do.
Perfect.
Perfect, right?
Thank you. Good-spirited ribbing between us.
Exactly. Josh, thank you for your time, man. Good luck carrying the family flag. We really appreciate your time this morning.